Donald Trump's New York trial resumes today. The Senate shut down an impeachment. And an elephant briefly escaped the circus in Montana. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Thursday, April 18th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. A Russian strike in northern Ukraine killed at least 18 people. Yesterday, Russian missiles struck the downtown area of Chernihiv during rush hour. That's a city just 60 miles from the Russian border. More than 60 people were wounded, and officials said the strike destroyed an 8-story building and damaged a hospital. Ukrainian officials said the attack could have been stopped if it had better air defenses. They said their country isn't getting the kind of international help that Israel received last weekend to stop a drone attack from Iran. Ukraine is desperate for more help, but U.S. aid has been stalled in Congress for months. That could change soon, though. A high-stakes vote on providing more aid is expected in the House in the coming days. Jury selection in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York continues today. That's number 2. 7 jurors for Trump's hush money trial have been picked so far. They include an oncology nurse, 2 lawyers, and a software engineer. 5 more and about 6 alternates are still needed to fill out the jury, and the process of picking them will resume today. If everything goes as planned, the trial will move forward with opening statements on Monday. You can follow live updates today from the courtroom on our homepage from about 9 a.m. Eastern. Number 3. The Senate voted to dismiss impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas. President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary was impeached by House Republicans in February. They accused him of mismanaging the U.S.-Mexico border, and they claim that led to record-breaking levels of migration. But yesterday, just hours after the Senate trial began, Democrats threw out the impeachment articles, voting along party lines. It marked a rapid close to the first-ever impeachment of a sitting cabinet secretary. Republicans weren't happy. They argued that the Senate had set a precedent that it can effectively ignore a House impeachment vote. But Democrats argued that House Republicans were abusing a constitutional tool to settle political differences. Number 4. Arizona Republicans blocked a vote to repeal a Civil War-era abortion ban. The law from 1864 was revived last week by the state Supreme Court. It outlaws almost all abortions. That led to a national backlash and fears among Republicans that it could harm Donald Trump's election chances. Arizona is an important swing state. So some Arizona Republicans who supported the ban in the past have been pushing their party to repeal it. But yesterday, Republican leaders blocked a vote to do so. They want to wait until they've come up with an alternative plan for an abortion referendum on November's ballot. Yesterday, Democratic Representative Alma Hernandez spoke on the Arizona House floor about the ban.
There are so many people who are watching right now and watching what Arizona is doing. The fact that we will not even entertain a motion to allow those who have been raped or pregnant by incest to be able to have an abortion is extremely, extremely disappointing.
Number 5. A New Mexico city has had illegal levels of arsenic in its drinking water for years. Arsenic is a toxin which, over time, can cause cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. In each of the past 16 years, it's been found in samples of drinking water in Sunland Park. That's a city near the Texas border, which is 94% Latino. Arsenic occurs naturally in the soil in New Mexico, and it's been seeping into the groundwater used for drinking. After years of inaction, the state is finally cracking down. It issued a fine against Sunland Park's water operator of more than $250,000 last month, and it's pushing for an investigation. But the case is a reminder that the U.S. fails to consistently deliver safe drinking water to all of its citizens. And that's especially true in low-income areas and communities of color. A massive volcanic eruption sent plumes nearly 70,000 feet into the sky. That's number 6. Mount Ruang in Indonesia has erupted at least 3 times this week. An eruption yesterday evening shot ash twice as high as commercial aircraft fly. It led to ashfall and communication issues in one village. It also produced a lot of lightning, which can happen with volcanic explosions. It's forced hundreds of people to evacuate. Indonesian authorities have told residents and tourists to stay at least 2.5 miles away from the volcano. The images from this eruption are pretty spectacular, so go take a look in our newsletter. You'll find the link in our show notes. And at number 7, an escaped elephant roamed the streets of a Montana city. A female circus elephant was being washed outside on Tuesday when a car backfired. That spooked the elephant, causing her to break free of her handlers and go for a wander through the streets of Butte.
Only in Butte.
The circus elephant got loose.
She strolled through traffic and reportedly pooped on someone's lawn. She was eventually returned to the circus. PETA reported the incident to federal authorities, citing the circus's failure to protect the elephant and the public. The animal welfare group also urged people not to buy tickets to any circus that forces elephants to perform. As for the people of Butte, Montana, they didn't have to. They got to see an elephant for free. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that if you're a subscriber to The Washington Post, you can get access to our shows ad-free in Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is find the Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts and connect your Post subscription. You'll get other benefits too, like exclusive and early access episodes. That includes the podcast Try This from our friend Christina Quinn. Season 2 just started, and it's about friendship, so you should check it out. If you're not a subscriber, what are you waiting for? You can sign up at our channel in Apple Podcasts or through the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.